call the personnel negotiations committee meeting to order at 5:15 PM on June 21st. Number two, approval of the agenda.
I make motion.
Motion by Sonia.
Second.
Seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions, motion carried. Number three, administrative and support staff benefits.
Okay, in your packet, I included what was passed by the board October 24th. It's the benefit changes. It's a little bit back. I don't remember where it was in my packet because I pulled it out. It's behind the finance report. I think it was right behind the budget revenue and expenditure update. So I included that. And that second page is where the newer updates that I'm suggesting or asking for. So the first one is support, admin support staff PTO schedule. So right now, as they're hired, admin support staff. So that's Sarah, that's Danny, that's Tom, Nick. Who am I forgetting? Because a year round, and I think that's maybe it. There's
Jeff,
a, no, they're separate. They're on their own. Yep, they're on their own.
So that would be me, Janny.
Yep. Stacy Cooper.
On her own.
Yep. And Stacy Kane's on her own. So you, Janny, Nick, Tom. Okay. So right now, they have all of their like time off is in contract language, specifically in their contract. They're given at hire date, they're given 3 weeks and the 12 sick days. 12 sick days for the year. So moving to the PTO schedule, that's where I came up with the 27 days at hire. Is the 3 weeks is 15, 12 sick days is 20, makes it 27. However, currently there is no program, nothing in writing for them to earn more of that vacation, that 3 weeks that they're given at hire date. So you're still at 3 weeks, which you've been here five full years, 6 years. Janny has 3 weeks, has been here 10 years or
more.
I think Tom is at three. He may have four now, but Nick has three, maybe four at most, and they've been here 10, 15, whatever years. So there's no, but there's just no system. And so I wanted to make it a little bit more of a system. We upped that year-round support staff, like the maintenance guys, and then like it would be Marissa, what?
Secretaries.
So they're earning vacation at a little faster rate than they had been. So to keep up with that, to make it fair there, that's where I came up with this schedule. And what I would do is put this in a handbook versus the contract language.
Yep.
That way it's systematic. You don't have to change the contract every time they hit an anniversary. It's in there. I have, as you had asked me, like an admin support handbook. I only made copies for you guys. I want you to look at it. Handbooks get approved at the July meeting. So if you guys, it really what I did is I took the professional staff handbook and then went in what things were different, changed. Don't look at the table of contents because that will get changed later. But it just, it don't look, you don't have to look at it right now. But between now and July, if you want to just take a look at it, that's where this stuff would be put then, okay, is in this admin support.
And but taken out of the contract.
Taking out of the contract. Just because it would be hard to follow, you know, and every time we sign contracts and we're looking, what is your anniversary date? How many years? Does it need to be updated? Does it not? In a handbook, then we can do that on the back end with the computers with the time off.
So but we go by anniversary date for year-round people to, like, redo instead of January 1?
So we actually go, like, July 1 is, like, the fiscal year,
okay,
and that kind of,
yeah.
So then, so
it gets added then.
Yeah, so it gets added then. So when they start, it gets prorated for the rest of the year, and then July 1, they get the full.
Yeah.
And then July 1,
so
they get the full.
So you don't do it by anniversary
date. Not true anniversary date, but once they've completed 5 years, then that next July 1, they'd get the next step up.
But
it's good to have them all the same.
It
I mean,
is, because at my work, with 780 employees, they do it by your anniversary date. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Track?
Every 3 days you're checking that. Yeah. Yep.
Did we do the conversion of all vacation, like everything, to PTO already? Remember we had talked
that
about?
Is this coming school year. Yep.
Okay.
That's coming with this coming school year. So July 1, like in a week and a half, it will go to that.
Everything will go
for,
to PTO.
For year-round staff. Yep. And then the teaching staff will have the 5 days of PTO and the 7 days of sick that then they can. And that's where, if we want to jump to it, number three, I added in there. So this is something I ran into this year. So when we were going from personal time to this PTO next year where they have the 5 days, they can't accrue those 5 days. They can roll it to sick to bank sick time. But what I was finding is we had staff who were using their personal time. They didn't really want to use their personal time, but they couldn't roll it because we're moving to a different system. So they're taking off. So I'm thinking, okay, we're giving them 5 PTO days now, and if they don't use it, they roll the sick. If they have enough bank sick days, they're going to be using these PTO days
just to use them.
Part of, again, remembering conversations we've had at the board level, we've talked about that incentive to have, you know, better attendance. So that's where I was like, they still can, those 5 days can roll the sick. If it's a new employee or someone who just had a baby or whatever and they're trying to bank their sick days, they can do that. They could also then elect to get it paid out at the end of the year, and I just picked the sub rate at the 120 a day.
Could we just switch it to say the current sub rate in case we end up raising that sub rate?
So yes.
That whatever the sub rate is,
yep,
we don't have to change
Okay. The
language. Is that okay? Because that's one of the things I'd like to look at in July is upping our sub pay.
Okay. So whatever the sub rate, but that way they get something. Right? It's giving them an incentive, again, not to use those days. They have them available. It's not a punishment if they use them. But that, I don't know. I just thought, I don't want them to take 5 days off if they don't want to take 5 days off. You know, like if they don't need it.
Are you doing that in addition to the perfect attendance that they already get?
That would be a discussion if we keep the perfect attendance, which how many people do we have that did perfect attendance?
Yeah, it doesn't come up to that many.
Yeah, I think it's okay, too.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think
because they could roll them into sick time instead of, if somebody's close to the end.
If they don't want to get paid out, they could roll it to sick. My other thing is, too, they could take 2 days like they've had or 3 days like they've had. They won't get the perfect attendance piece. But instead of then, okay, well, now because I used a couple days, I'm not going to get the perfect attendance. I'm just going to use all of them. They might save a couple to get paid out, you know.
Or to go to sick days. Yeah.
Or they could roll them to sick days. So, like, whatever, if they have PTO left at the end of the school year, they will then have to pick and will have to communicate with the business office if they're getting paid or going to sick. But that was just, again, trying to promote better attendance versus, it's a free pass for 5 days. Everyone takes 5 days, which they take 5 days. That's fine. And that, you know, we know that, and it's an incentive, not an incentive, but it's something that's going to attract employees here because it's not super common for teachers. But that is where I was going with that.
I like it. I mean, we do.
I don't know. I'm trying to do something.
Yeah.
I know I'm creating a headache for the business office because it's a lot of, okay, it's this or this, or, you know, I know that. I'm confident we'll develop a system or something, though, of just checking in with each of them, any of them that, you know, kind of like you do now on a much smaller scale with us, that we can have vacation paid out, that then you check, you know, are you going to use the rest of that time, or are you going to have it paid out, or how are you going to do it? We'll just have to have a system where we check that through, you know.
Yeah.
The end of May.
If they, I would say.
Can we do that, though, with the Wisconsin FMLA?
My concern is you're going to have someone.
Yeah,
that's,
I know,
going
you're
to try to do the unpaid.
Yeah.
And still roll over or get paid out.
I don't know.
I don't think so, because they'd have to go for so long without a check.
And there might be some other
check. Because their day, to go unpaid for a day, they're losing more than that 120 days that then they'd get paid out later. You know what I mean? Like, that's not their, it's not their daily rate. I mean, it's obviously higher than that. So it really wouldn't be advantageous of them to say, I'm going to take it unpaid now and I'm going to get paid later. You know what I mean? Right. But, and I thought with Wisconsin or federal, one of them, you can use it, but you don't have to use time off.
Yeah, you'd have to check that, but I don't know if many would do it, but there might be one or two.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, there's always...
Then she'll just send them to Sarah.
Okay.
They'll never come back.
Pretty much. There's a reason why we have candy in our office.
Right. With number two, basically what I'm doing is when we did that first round in October with all those other ones, we left off our school year support staff. So they currently have one personal day, and they get one sick day per month, so they get 10 sick days. You know, everyone else was getting this PTO and more, you know, whatever. So again, went to the same number of total days as, like, the teachers and stuff had. It did increase it by one day because I felt like one personal day was not sufficient. So 12 total days. 5 at PTO, 7 at sick, which is the same as the teachers. And, you know, that's my justification there.
Will they get that all at once?
Yes. Yes. So currently, that's the other thing is I have on the first day of school, first day with students, they're given this amount of days. Currently, the sick time at the end of a month, as they've completed a month, they're given a day of sick time. Well, it's a pain in the office to, at the end of each month, you know, allocate that time. I understand that, yes, someone could start with us, work 2 months, use 5 sick days, and then leave.
Just
and they
put it in there that they have to pay you back for
that they can
any...
pay, yes. Okay.
We would
take
it.
Yeah, we would take it. Yeah, but
just put it in their contract that any days used prior to being earned will be repaid.
Well, and I, you know, quite honestly,
early separation.
We really haven't had, like, and I know they allocated the, you know, one, but we really, I mean, there was one situation that I can think of when I was principal where we had someone start with us, you know, had to use a sick day for a doctor appointment, had some unpaid days right away, left the position within 2 to 3 months, used more than 2 to 3 days. She had cancer. Like,
yeah,
I really, that's the only time that I can think of it. Yeah, I'm sure there's people out here there that will, you know, try to take advantage and all that, but.
You got to look at each situation the way it comes up.
But the thing is if you have the language in there, you can always
choose not to do it.
But if you don't have it in there, you can't choose to do it.
Okay, so I can change that language to earn one of the sick days per month, or I don't know, because
No, they'll get, like, the full amount. It's
at the beginning.
The language we want to put in there is if they were to leave before the end of the school year, we would have to prorate vacation that they took, or the PTO that they took,
okay,
to pay it back. It would come off of their last check.
Okay.
I mean, that's kind of what we do with anybody that we have to prorate it.
Yep.
It
just comes off.
So perfect. I'd rather have it in there and not need it, and not have it in there and have somebody use it.
Okay.
We're going to recommend Kelly's
proposed changes.
Proposed changes.
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
Yep.
Number 4, full-time food service position.
Okay, I put this in more of the notes, but for the full board. So the school received a grant to start the a breakfast program at the middle high school building. So that will be starting this fall, where we'll be offering breakfast here. With that program, obviously we need to hire a cook for that breakfast program. We also have a food service worker position open, someone who left over here. So our proposal, Stacy and I, she's had quite a hard time finding staff because it's a short shift, I mean 4 hours at most. And then if you did a separate breakfast, that would be a shorter shift, probably 2 to 3 hours. So instead of trying to find two very part-time positions, combine it, make it, it would be a cook for breakfast and a food service help for lunch. However, we do know that our lunch actual head cook will be retiring in the next couple of years at most. So that person can also then kind of train, and with the hopes of then being into a full head cook position with breakfast and lunch. But
is this breakfast position like a grant? It's for just 1 year?
It's 2 year. It was a 2 year grant. Did it include salary for?
Yes.
For, yeah.
So okay. It includes, so that breakfast cook part, like that salary, yeah, we have from the grant. And it's to kick it off. I mean, food service is self-sufficient, ideally. That is where, you know, so it really is to get it going. To, yep. You know, there were some upfront costs with some materials and storage and things like that the grant helped us buy. So that part is funded for 2 years and the cook part of it. But again, it obviously with the full-time position, that adds benefits, that adds, yeah, you know, some higher costs. But we're just struggling with, and I think we would really struggle to get two part-time helpers.
Especially with those hours.
Yes, and with the hours, you know, it is hard. It would be a, you know, an early morning to mid-morning and then a midday, you know, for it just, it's a hard position to fill. So that's.
And it's kind of meant to like move into the retirement.
That's what we're,
position.
When Kelly and I had kind of talked about it, Shelly or Sherry has told me 1 year for sure, maybe two before she's done.
I mean, it's designed to set,
yeah,
us up to have a continuation of.
Yeah,
is there.
And this person then could do both,
yeah,
breakfast and lunch.
Yeah. Is there anybody that is currently on staff that would take that?
No.
Oh, okay. I just
no.
was wondering.
I've talked to all of them, and they're for the most part, they either, one, don't want to cook.
They want to be the helper, not,
yep,
the cook. Yep.
They don't want the responsibility of it, or they don't need more hours or want more hours.
That's funny. What do you do for a position? Oh, I work in food service, but I don't cook.
Yeah.
Well,
I know, but I mean,
they do the
prep,
they,
yeah,
do the veggies and the fruit and the or, and dishes,
yeah,
and that,
yeah,
kind of stuff.
So there's nobody,
not,
so it would be a brand new person.
I am the cook backup. I don't have another person to even, if I had to be at both places, I'd be kind of a freak for cook position.
Which we happen to run into that.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Was it 2 years ago? It wasn't this last year, it was the year before. Uh-huh. But anyway. So that's the
COVID.
We cloned you that
day.
Yeah.
No, I should have been home that day.
For like 3 days, actually. But anyway. that's the food service position. And again, it just, you know, to try to find those two part-time with those hours, I think we'd really struggle. I don't know. We may still struggle with full-time. I mean, you know, it just, we might. But hopefully we'll be able to draw someone in there.
I'm pretty confident in that breakfast program, though, too. I think it's really going to be.
Yeah.
Our breakfast program has always been pretty self-sufficient, and then opening it up over here, I mean, if they can get breakfast for less than $2.
Yeah.
Rather than going to McDonald's and still get a Egg McMuffin or whatever,
yeah,
I think what parent wouldn't be like, yeah, here you go.
Yeah.
Especially for some 8th graders.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And freshmen and sophomores who come in on the bus.
And they,
you
have
know,
to
I mean,
do
the ones that,
that, yeah,
don't have access to a car, they're not driving in. Those middle schoolers
once,
and the, you know.
Yeah. Once you get them to juniors and seniors, then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then,
yeah,
we lose them. But we'll take it.
So you're okay,
yeah,
recommending that? Okay. Sunny, you're,
yep,
okay with that?
All right.
All right, I need a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion.
Motion by Chris.
Second.
Second by Sunny. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried.
5:34, I have on my watch.